This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Illinois Director of Agriculture Raymond Poe and State Fair Manager Kevin Gordon have announced changes in prize money at the Governor's Sale of Champions. As we already know, the sale is the crown jewel of ag events at the Illinois State Fair, and the money raised at the Tuesday night auction helps to support Illinois agriculture. The new formula created for the fair will offer awards as follows. 50% of the auction funds will go to the youth exhibitor of the Grand Champion. 15% will go to the exhibitor of the Reserve Grand Champion. 15% will be divided evenly among the exhibitors of other breed champions in that class. 10% to the name of the buyers to the Illinois 4-H Foundation, and 10% to the Illinois FFA Foundation to promote livestock programs. The Land of Lincoln designation is bestowed to a purebred animal that is bred and raised in Illinois. In the event that the Grand Champion is also the Land of Lincoln Champion, the distribution will be as follows. 50% of the auction funds will go to the youth exhibitor. 12.5% will go to the exhibitor of the Reserve Grand Champion. 12.5% will be divided evenly among the exhibitors of other breed champions in that class. 10% to the name of the buyers to the Illinois 4-H Foundation. 10% to the Illinois FFA Foundation. And 5% to the Land of Lincoln Purebred Breeders Association to promote Illinois livestock. Previously, 80% of the auction funds went to the youth exhibitor of the Grand Champion, with the remaining 20% split equally among Illinois 4-H Foundation and the Illinois FFA. This new move, while still awarding a significant amount of money to the youth exhibitor of the overall Grand Champion, opens the door to honor the achievements of other youth exhibitors who earned the right to compete at the Parade of Champions. All changes are outlined in the 2017 Illinois State Fair Joint Livestock Open and Junior Premium Book. Well, change could also be on the horizon for the trucking industry if legislation to implement electronic logs for trucks isn't delayed by December of this year. Currently, drivers who travel more than 100 interstate miles from their home base or more than 150 intrastate miles at least 8 days in a 30-day period are required to keep paper logs. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, says the deadline for electronic logs is December 18th, but there's still a lot up in the air concerning the federal legislation.
There's a lot going on with electronic logs. Just a primer, federal government's going to require truck operators who have to keep, who are keeping logs now, paper logs, to convert to an electronic system. And electronic logs, which is basically an onboard computer system. And number one, it's expensive, but number two, the problem is that a lot of the technology has not been proven. There are a lot of older system out there. These older systems are called electronic onboard recorders. Older technology, which have been in use. But the new federal regulations require this new level of technology, and it's totally different than the old system, which will be phased out over a two-year period. These new electronic logs haven't been proven for a lot of people. There's a lot of software issues, a lot of mechanical problems, and there's just a lot of questions out there. There is a federal lawsuit which has been making its way through the court process, has gone through the Federal Court of Appeals, and right now there's a petition to have it heard in the Supreme Court over the validity of the whole factors that have gone into whether or not these electronic law books are valid and we're ready to implement them, because the implementation date is December 18th of this year. The problem is that no one's seen a lot of the equipment out there, so they don't know what it is. And the equipment that's out there has had, like I said, software problems and other problems, mechanical problems tied to it. there is a gut feeling, and a lot of people are hoping, is that they'll delay the implementation of these electronic logs beyond the December 18th, 2017 date, because there are a lot of unknowns. And we'll continue to watch it. I would say on an average day, we get 5 to 10 calls a day from people saying, you know, what's going on with this? Should I bite the bullet and go out and buy something that I don't think is going to work? Or do I wait? And right now, a lot of people are kind of saying, I'd wait. Don't jump into it yet. And you know, we're talking just here in Illinois, we're talking tens of hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of truck operators are going to be saddled with this equipment in their truck, which will serve a purpose. You know, mind you, it will. But the problem is that it's unproven technology, for the most part. And people are saying, well, I'm not ready to spend a couple thousand dollars here and there to put this in my truck if I don't know it's going to work.
Once again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. And a last little bit of national ag news for you this morning. State-owned ChemChina has secured its takeover of Syngenta after more than 80% of Syngenta shareholders approved the acquisition. The Financial Times reports 80.7% of shares had been tendered by the end of the offer period on last Thursday evening, above the 67% minimum required for the deal to go ahead. The $43 billion deal, announced more than a year ago, cleared the final two main hurdles earlier this month when it won U.S. and European Union regulatory approval. The agreed offer is for $465 per share. The transaction is set to close May 18th after the start of an additional acceptance period for shareholders and payment of special dividends to holders of Swiss-listed shares. ChemChina has said it will keep Syngenta's headquarters in Switzerland. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.